Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're on the air again. This is Reverend Harris. Reverend Harris, assistant pastor from New Light for New Light Church of God, under the leadership of Senior Pastor Paul McCoy. Today, we have launched our new Christian radio show across the country, across the world. We have the senior pastor who is the founder of New Light for New Light Church of God, and also some of the members and his followers who attend his service each week and very supportive of Senior Pastor Paul McCoy. As you all know, I have radio shows throughout the week, Real Talk with the number one doctors, myself and Dr. Gene Kennedy out of Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to air on Mondays at 3 o'clock and on Fridays at 3 o'clock, which will be 6 o'clock Central Time, Eastern Time on the East Coast, and 3 o'clock on the West Coast. And so today is a historical day for us because we have decided to launch our radio show. We're going to be appointing some of our members to be the host and co-host of our show. Everything that we will be talking about will be related to God's work. We are a social justice ministry that believes that Jesus was a revolutionary and that he was a person who spoke truth to power. He was a person who had compassion for the sick, for the person who had compassion for those who was in prison. He had compassion for those who were homeless. And so that's the kind of the foundation of our church, that we have compassion. But also we have to tell the truth. We have to tell the truth in regards to society. And so in front of me, I have the church brochure in front of me. And I would like to read some of this, as I will, if you bear with me here, pulling it up on the screen. We are at 1106 West Woodward. That's 1106 West Woodward, Fresno, California, 93706. That's 1106 West Woodward, Fresno, California, 93706. And that is right here in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley. And we will hope that you would be kind enough to tie with our ministry. We know that there's nothing free in America. And so, you know, if you find that you care about the ministry that we do on the air and at our church and the work that we do in the community, we are tax deductible. Just send your tithes over to our church. We would really appreciate that so we can move forward doing God's work. Well, I pulled the brochures up. I would like to read some of the brochure here. Senior Pastor Paul McCoy has been in the ministry for over 33 years, and the brochure here is his vision for the church. And so what we have here today is it is my great joy to welcome you on behalf of our Christian community. I would like to invite you to visit our Sunday service at New Light Church of God. You will find a warm, friendly place of worship, and your whole family will enjoy. We are a non-denominational Christian church of faith that is focused on connecting with people and waking them in the desire to know God, experience a new life through Jesus Christ, and equipping them to impact the world around them. And so that's kind of the introduction of the brochure, welcoming different folks in to New Life Church of God. You know, the pastor has a motto that I think is very When I hear it, it just gives me goosebumps, because you don't hear too many pastors even talk about the motto. You know, a motto, you always hear like a football game or basketball or school, they have a motto. But actually, New Light Church of God, we have a motto, and I'll let the pastor, we'll get more into that. You know, we're a church that, you know, we have a choir, we have a freedom school where we bring children in and teach them how to farm. We teach them how to do janitorial, how to cut the lawn. Also teach, just last couple of weeks, we taught them how to can food. Our pastor allowed us to partner with Fresno State University professors, and we took the children in and we taught them how to make relish. And so they're entering those that relish into the State Fresno Fair. And so these are the type of things that we try to do with our children so that they can have hands-on, so they can understand that if you know something, you can get paid for something. I talk to a lot of adults right now. They don't even know how to can. They're like, wow, I mean, I wish I knew. I would have been there. And so these are the type of things that we teach our young people to build partnership and collaboration. If you're on the internet right now, you can go to my Facebook, Floyd Harris Jr., and you can listen to the show tonight. We also have a Facebook for our church called New Light for New Life Church of God Facebook. Please go to that Facebook. You will see that our website is there also. And also on the board tonight, our Facebook and the website, if you just want to click on there and kind of see our church and the type of different things that we do there. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and bring our senior pastor on. His name is Senior Pastor Paul McCoy. He has been in the ministry over 33 years. And we just like to, you know, dedicate this show to him tonight for all of the work that he has done for us all these years. I've never known him to charge people for anything. I believe that he gives more of himself than people appreciate. I always tell him, I think me and him are the only two people who do stuff for free here in Fresno. And so I just, you know, want to really thank him for his work day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, second by second, 365 days out the year, that he is being consistent, being transparent, and constantly trying to build the consciousness of people, always trying to be a better man each and every day for young men like myself and the men that's in the church and those men that's in the community. Living testimony and example of what Jesus Christ would be. And so no further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring Pastor Paul McCoy in. Pastor, welcome to your radio show, New Light, the New Light Church of God Christian radio show. Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Good evening there, Reverend Harris. I greatly appreciate the introduction and the opportunity to come onto the show and to say some words that I hope will inspire folks, inspire people to be better today than they were yesterday, and to recognize that we all have a part in reforming and uplifting and improving and making our living conditions better. For God, God truly is a God that can change things.
Yeah, Pastor, you're the founder of New Life, New Life Church of God. I'm always counting years every year, and it just kind of amazes me to that you're not slowing down, but seem like you're picking up the speed. What is your motivation as of now to keep pressing in the ministry. I mean, I know you came through the civil rights movement in the 1960s. You're very, very active. We have pictures of you in our social hall when you're a young man. Well, you're still a young man, but more so when you're in your teens. You were up and down the valley. You were in Bakersfield. You were in Tav, Visalia, part of the NAACP, and still is today one of the oldest, I believe, if I'm correct, Pastor, you're the oldest servant member, I believe, here in Fresno. You're the chair of the EOC board. And so kind of take us through memory lane when you first started out and you got into the ministry and then you got into ministry community. And kind of tell us about that piece of your life.
I think one of the most impactful times in my life was my early childhood. My dad and my mom during the civil rights movement, watching on TV the struggle of black people and how black people were organizing and moving to be successful in the bus boycott and to change conditions in the South. And when that time came for me to see when in Alabama, Bo Connor, the sheriff, was sicking the dogs on black people, on women, turning on the water hoses and just mowing down black people and seeing young blacks being arrested and being beaten and black people having to sit in places where it was segregated, white only, black only. I remember my dad saying to me that was the reason that he left the South. And in that saying, he told me, he said, they are going to kill Dr. King. And when he said they, he was talking about the government and white folks. And I remember asking him, well, Dad, why would they want to do that? He's a man of God, and he's not doing anything wrong. And my dad looked at me. He said, boy, you just don't know. And that stuck in my head because about maybe a month, maybe even less than a month, Dr. King was assassinated and killed. So to this day, that has been an instrumental point in my life that I was determined to be a part of making changes in my community, making changes in my community, in my country, and being an example of a change agent. And from that moment, I have been blessed to be consistent at that everything that I do, my heart is determined to make a difference, to make a positive difference in our community, to be a positive difference amongst our young people, and not just to talk it, but to actually do it, and to show low-income people, black people, Hispanic people, that we have the power with God to change our condition, to improve our condition, and in doing that, make this country better. But it begins with each and every one of us, and it's that love, that is a driving force for me. You mentioned that I'm kind of speeding up, and I realize that I am speeding up, but I'm hoping that the speeding up doesn't indicate that I'm going to have a burnout soon. Yes, I am speeding up because the time is at hand, is that we are losing a lot of our people, are disappearing from our community. They've been shipped off to prison. They've been shipped off to juvenile hall, juvenile facilities. They've been locked away. They've been shut away. They've been killed away. And at the same time, we see that economically, young black people have very few opportunities, as well as middle-aged black men and women have little opportunities today. We even go to college today. We get the degrees. We get the best degrees, but yet we still deny job opportunities. We end up having to work at McDonald's with a master's degree. So what that tells us is that the economy, although we hear on the news that it's successful, but yet in the black community and the Hispanic community, it's really depression. You know it's a depression when not only are you unemployed, I'm unemployed, but when you start seeing your neighbors and the neighbors to those neighbors unemployed, underemployed, and unable to work, to find jobs, you're living in a depression era condition. And so the time is at hand. And our churches is the central focus. Churches can't be just about a place of worship center. We got to be active socially. We have to be active economically, financially, and otherwise to help rebuild the human being today, to bring about that change and to bring hope in our hearts and in our minds that people can see a way out for themselves. And so that's what drives me. That's what keeps me motivated. You have to find that pathway that self-motivates a human being and stay with it so that you can do the work, be successful at doing the work, and bring about a change in your community that would be an everlasting change. So I'm going to end it right there for myself. But I wanted to say that just to give an idea of what drives me every day to do this work that I do.
Well, Pastor, we want to say thank you for your dedication to the country as well as Fresno, because you're as the chairman of the EOC board. You're constantly flying to Washington, D.C. You were the primary person who brought the congressman here a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying to remember his name now. Congressman
John Lewis.
John Lewis, I'm sorry, Congressman John Lewis. And that was very historical for Fresno, to have an icon to come to Fresno. And you were the primary person. Our Councilman Bain said that he even had to honor you for making the, I would say, cutting the deal to come to Fresno. And so, I mean, that says a lot about, you know, your dedication and who you are. I mean, the Congressman Lewis was marched with Dr. King. He was there on that bridge that day when the troopers stampeded over our people and our women and our children. And so, you know, to for someone of your caliber bring an icon like him to Fresno was just, I mean, I really don't have any words to even thank you for our children that were at Fresno Unified, who were in the third and fourth grade, to be able to sit there and listen to him talk. You look at the generation gap between Brother Lewis and our children today. And so just real quickly, Pastor, how did that make you feel when you brought the congressman here to Fresno?
It brought humbleness to my heart. I could remember during the civil rights struggle watching Congressman John Lewis. He wasn't a congressman at that time, but watching him march with Dr. King and risk his life to make a life for all of us, because all of us stand on their shoulders today. And it humbled me that God has put me in a position to honor him and to be instrumental in bringing him to Fresno so that the people in Fresno would be able to show their admiration and love for his life and for all that he has done. And I thank the Lord that I was successful at that. When I met him in Washington, D.C., there was a number of us that met him. But it was me who convinced him to come to Fresno. Congressman Lewis gets about 7,000 invitations a week, but yet he chose to come to Fresno. And I can remember he wrote on his business card to me when we were sitting at his desk, and he was standing close to me, I was standing close to him with a lot of people around us, and he wrote on his business card, and I got it today. He said, "Keep the faith." And I told him, I said, "Congressman, I got an abundance of faith. I know you're coming to Fresno." And with that, you know, he came to Fresno. And so he knew that I'm a strong man in faith, and he knew that God had touched his heart to come. And so in the end, he came, and all the people here in Fresno were able to see him, to touch him, and to admire him and to thank him for the many struggles that he faced to make all of us better human beings. So I am ever so grateful that I'm alive today just to witness it all.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Again, thank you for bringing Congressman Lewis here. We just want to tell everybody, for those who are listening in right now, go to my Facebook, Floyd Harris Jr., and you will see the show. Go to my Facebook, Floyd Harris Jr., and you can click on the show and tune in. We are here at 8:23. In the evening time, we're with Senior Pastor Paul McCoy, founder of New Life, New Life Church of God, the one who brought Congressman Lewis here to Fresno, and also a pastor who has a social justice ministry heart for the people. And he's been very consistent, very transparent, and also very inclusive, trying to build the consciousness of people, building our men up, building our women up. We also have one of our ministers, Dr. Karen Crozier, Reverend Dr. Karen Crozier, who is also assistant pastor of our church, of our pastoral staff. And so we serve up under our senior pastor, Pastor Paul McCoy, who is the founder of New Life, New Life Church of God. And so, Pastor, we have some callers that the board is lit up tonight. I mean, it's lit up like a Christmas tree here. I'm looking at it right now, and I know that some of them want to maybe say hello to you and thank you for your service here in the community. And so we're going to go to caller 5006, 5006, caller 5006. Welcome to New Life for New Life Church of God Christian Radio Show. Today is our first broadcast, and would you like to say a statement to Senior Pastor Paul McCoy?
323-506-5007.
Right. I messed around and missed either one of them. That 323 number is the one you talked to. I talked to you every $25 if I get, they get extended.
Okay, we're going to go to caller 8417. 8417. Welcome to New Life, the New Life Church of God Christian Radio Show. This is our first broadcast. You have a statement or a comment, or like to say hello to Senior Pastor Paul McCoy. Caller 8417. 8417 going once. 8417 going twice. 8417, thank you. Okay, we're going to go to caller 7483. 7483, you're with Pastor Paul McCoy, Senior Pastor of New Life Church of God. 7483, do you have a statement, comment, or like to say hello to Pastor McCoy? 7483 going once. 7483 going twice. Okay. We're going to go to caller 4120. Caller 4120. You're with New Life, New Life Church of God, New Christian Radio Show, broadcasting out of Fresno, California on this Sunday evening at 8:26. 4120. Do you have a statement? I'd like to say hello to Pastor Paul McCoy.
How you doing? How you doing, Pastor Paul?
I'm doing well, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right. I feel truly blessed to be in your presence, as always, you and Reverend Harris. The work that the two of you do is blessed and of the Lord. And I just feel appreciated that I'm here with you, and I may partake in the works just the same. Thank you for your love and dedication to the Lord. That all may see how to get there to the Lord.
Thank you, brother, for calling in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother, for your comments there. We're at the 8:27 mark. 8:27 mark. We're going to ask that those who called in stay on the line and tune in. If you hang up after 8:30, you will not be able to call back into the show. So I just want to thank you for tuning in tonight, for those that's listening on the internet. Pastor, I want to ask you a question in reference to the civil rights movement. You made a statement earlier about the civil rights movement. From your perspective right now, do you feel from the 60s up till today that the black church was very instrumental in changing policy, the Voting Rights Act? Do you feel that there's more that we can do, or are we doing enough right now, coming from your perspective, in the movement for so long?
The church has always been a central part of our progress. However, those that oppose progress by black people have infiltrated and has co-opted and have distorted the word and the understanding of Jesus. And as a consequence of that, the church has been muted. The church has become a church concerned with just singing. A church has become a church of entertainment. And as a result, we have lost the direction and the spirit of Jesus Christ. And so that has, as blocked us from moving in a direction that we need to move in to improve human lives. And so fortunately for us today is that all across this country there's been a reinvigoration of the church. It's not broadcast. Reminds me of that song by Gil Scott-Heron, "The Revolution Will Not Be Broadcast." And so there's a lot that is going on in black communities and Hispanic communities that is not televised, but it's so positive, that it's so great of people coming together and doing more for themselves. Because the church has to be the vanguard to teach black folks that they have the power to do for themselves. We spend about $1.2 trillion a year that goes through our hands, but it goes through our hands and it goes out into the greater economy, and we don't profit from it. We have to turn that around. We have to demonstrate love for ourselves in such a fashion that we spend these dollars, these nickels, these pennies to buy property, to buy land, to build homes, to create job opportunities for our people to improve their lives. And so the church has to get back to that now. The church has to get back to that to make a difference in our community, rebuild our community. God has always taught us in Scripture, as he came to rebuild the desolate places, he today has a desire to rebuild the desolate places in every black community, and that begins with the people. He makes all things new, and the first thing he makes new is the mind. And so he's given us a new mind now, new invigoration, that we do for ourselves, and that we love ourselves, and that we demonstrate that every day of our lives. Because if we do that, our children will see it, and they are replicated, and we'll see a community moving in a direction that we never saw it moving before. That's the essence and the value of civil rights and making those differences. Those differences have to continue today.
Wow. Well, you know, Pastor, we're with Pastor McCoy, senior pastor from New Light Church of God. Dr. Kennedy was trying to get in to say hello to you, Pastor, but the lines were lit up like a Christmas tree, and she was not able to get in before the 30-minute mark. So I'm pretty sure that she wanted me to give a shout-out to you to stay strong. And continue to do God's work. Pastor, let me ask you a question when it comes to Dr. King and the work that he's contributed to this country. Do you feel that the work that Dr. King gave his life, do you feel that it's in vain, or do you see that some of us are still trying to keep the ball rolling that he got rolling at this point in the 21st century?
Many of us are still doing good work, great work, to keep the civil rights movement going and elevating it to human rights today, because we have to keep our struggle an international struggle. Because, in fact, our struggle is we have to connect with all the other social justice struggles that are current around the world so that we will not be isolated, so that we understand that it's not a struggle that's just of the United States, but it's a struggle that connects to all people around the world that's struggling for social justice. And fortunately, today we're beginning to see that again. We have to remember that during the time of Dr. King, even when President Kennedy was in office, his attorney general, which was his brother, even though he was saying that he admired Dr. King, that he loved Dr. King, yet the president of the United States authorized for Dr. King to be surveillance. They bugged his phone. They threatened him. J. Edgar Hoover called him a communist, called him a liar. So there was all kind of covert activities that was arrayed against him and his family to destroy him. And so when we think of Dr. King, we have to understand that there was the whole government was against the civil rights movement, even though they try to project it otherwise. But yet, underneath it all, there was against the civil rights movement, because Dr. King came out against the war in Vietnam, and you had those who were in power that were reaping big profits from war, from the war machine, wanted Dr. King silenced. And so they arrayed the whole federal government against him and the civil rights movement. And so when we think of Dr. King, we have to think of him in that context. We cannot forget that when you're involved in changing things, and you're involved in progressing and making things better in the community, you're always going to have forces that want to keep things as they are, keep the status quo, because those that want to keep the status quo are the ones that are profiting. And they don't want to see no change, because in their mind it would dilute the profits that they're making off the misery of so many people. So Dr. King was very valuable. He was very instrumental. And his spirit is alive and well today, along with all the other change agents, the civil rights movers, the Shakers, that their spirit is still alive and well today and embedded in me and you and in so many others across this country that's making a difference. Obama's election, President Obama's election, was just a sign of that. And because it was a sign of that, since President Obama been in office, we had a whole Congress bent on destroying his presidency, even up to this very day, because what they bent on is blocking the rise of poor people, blocking the rise of black people, Latino people, or white people, and they're going to do everything that they can to block those kinds of movements from rising. And so we have to be steadfast, we have to be adamant. And at the root of all of that is the church serving Jesus Christ, serving God, because the God we serve is a God of justice. So we have to allow justice to breathe. We have to allow truth to be evident today, so that not only those of us that are in the midst of the struggle, but those that are coming up would have something to hold on to that will motivate them to be part of social justice change in America.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Well, Pastor, let me ask you this, because, you know, in your office right now, we have a picture of Dr. King and Malcolm X at our facility. You know, it seemed that Dr. Malcolm X was very, probably one of the best speakers next to Dr. King. Seemed like they were going the same direction, maybe a different way of doing it. And it seemed that the country wanted to divide Malcolm and King and say that Malcolm was more militant and more violent. And there's nothing to show Malcolm was violent at all. During your time as a young man, how did that make you feel? We have about 7 more minutes on the line. We're with Senior Pastor Paul McCoy from New Light, for New Light Church of God, the founder of Christian Radio Show that's being broadcast today. We'll be here every Sunday at 8 o'clock to talk about God's work here in the community. But as a young man, Pastor, during that time of the 60s, when police, the Black Panther Party, were getting assassinated by the Oakland PD, and just, you know, riots going up all over the country, it seems that the country, the power structure, wanted to divide Malcolm and King, but yet Malcolm and King were advocating for the same people, for their people. From your perspective, how did that make you feel during that time, as if they wanted you to distance yourself from Malcolm or distance yourself from Dr. King? Why is it that we just couldn't come together? If you can answer that, Pastor, in about 3 minutes, we appreciate it, and our show is going to go off.
Very, very simply is that black people were together, but you had a federal program called COINTELPRO that was designed to kill off any black individual that was rising to become, quote, the messiah of black leadership. So you had the whole federal government that was arrayed against any kind of legitimate, whether it was the NAACP, whether it was SNCC, whether it was the Black Panther Party. The power of the federal government had came down, and they were bent on destroying any inkling of movement that was occurring in the black communities and the Latino communities. And so we have to understand that when you understand the whole context, it gives you a picture that can keep you motivated but yet cautious in moving forward in the things that need to be moved forward to make life better.
Okay, I see. Okay. You're with Reverend Harris, assistant pastor of New Life, Life Church of God. You're with our senior pastor here, Pastor Paul McCoy, who has launched the first radio show as the guest tonight. And we'll be here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. We're right now in the process of training some hosts and co-hosts for this radio show. We will be on here. Myself, or the pastor, different members of the church, and we're going to talk about God's work and how do we finish building the kingdom, the legacy that Dr. King has started, Malcolm X has started, Marcus Garvey has started, Shirley Chisholm has started, Thurgood Marshall has started, Fannie Lou Hamer has started. We're going to keep that work continuing to keep moving because we believe that we're all God's children, no matter what color, what creed, what nationality, how dark or how light. We are all God's children at the end of the day. If you call yourself living in a gated community, you're still God's children. If you live in the hood, some will say the ghetto, you're still God's children. And I think that what our pastor teaches us at New Life, My Church of God, is that we have to have compassion for people. We have to have compassion, and we have to have a way of showing love. I tell folk all the time, I say, you know, sometimes as a pastor, I have to be a punching bag for people sometimes. I have to be a punching bag so that they can get whatever off, anger or whatever they have. I can't be so sensitive that just because someone cusses me out, that I have to cuss them back out. You know, and I'm not saying that somebody swing on me, I'm just going to sit there and do nothing. No, I have a right to protect myself. But we have to use common sense. God has given us common sense to be able to know right from wrong. We're at the last minute of our show, New Life Church of God. We want to thank Pastor McCoy for coming on the show tonight, and all everyone who came in tonight to tune in to New Life and Life Church of God radio show. Stay tuned next week. Ms. Mary Neal will be coming on at 9 o'clock. We want to say thank you. We love you. Check our Facebook out and our church website out. And we'll say goodnight to you all, and God bless.